This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. And finally, something we can agree on with Bill Gates. There's an old saying, the sun shines on old dogs. Well, how shall I say this? Hindquarters. Eventually, and that's about how often we agree wholeheartedly with mega billionaire Bill Gates, but when it does shine on his rear end, we should all have the grace to acknowledge it. While we're just trying to make it to the weekend, Gates laid out his weekend plans for the Wall Street Journal, where he's attending the spring meetings of the World Bank Group and the International Monetary Fund. Yes, I know, I'd rather join you on a worm dig as well, and believe me, we're definitely not invited. But on this rare occasion, Gates is publicly arguing a position that Acorn International and I have advocated for years, including in the Social Policy Press book I edited, Global Grassroots. So instead of having to cringe at Gates and his foundation's unending efforts to break teachers' unions, promote charter schools, and redirect all health aid to a few diseases rather than generally, we are totally on the same page. The issue may seem narrow, but it actually involves whether or not billions of dollars in foreign aid can be given to countries that desperately need the money to advance health, education, and opportunity to poor families living in precarious positions. The problem is that the World Bank and the IMF, creatures from the last century, classify countries based on average income in determining whether they are poor or middle income. And it matters. Several years ago in Gatineau, Canada, we met with the well-respected Canadian International Development Agency, CEDA, seeking support for the work Acorn was doing in mega slums in various countries in Latin America. The program officers could not have been nicer or more supportive, but they were clear with us that the standards followed by the conservative government at the time mandated that any new allocations of CEDA support could only occur in countries that the IMF and World Bank classified as poor. In Latin America, that meant only Nicaragua and Bolivia were eligible. La Matanza outside Buenos Aires, San Juan Lurigancho and Lima, and Neza outside of Mexico City were three of the 10 largest slums in the world. But Argentina, Peru, and Mexico were all classified as middle-income countries, so we were out of luck, and so were they. Gates correctly makes the point that today more than 70% of the world's poorest people, those living on less than $1.90 per day, live in countries defined as middle income, according to the World Bank. How absurd. He also references another study that countries with huge pockets of poverty like Nigeria, India, Pakistan, Ghana, and Vietnam could lose as much as 40% of their development assistance in the next few years, all because of this out-of-date classification system and its deadly consequences. Of course, now that he's more of a politician than a philanthropist, he throws out some red meat for the conservatives about how we can make these countries better at collecting taxes, which seems a little bit like trying to get water out of a stone, but whatever. He's right that the IMF and World Bank and all the countries gripping the purse strings need to get with the 21st century and get over their post-World War II thinking about countries and look at what is really needs to be done to reduce poverty rather than some bright line test that fails to help the poor. They may not have been listening to us, but Gates' voice needs to be heard, and they might just listen to him, and that would be a good thing for a change. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.